Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, My Last Gift, An Essential End-of-Life Planner. Important Guidance for You and Your Loved Ones by Kim Boyer. JD is a practical nonfiction planner focused on end-of-life preparation, rather than functioning as a narrative or advice essay. It is designed as an organized workbook for recording the information loved ones will need if the owner becomes incapacitated or dies. The book reflects Boyer's background as a certified elder law attorney with extensive experience in estate planning, probate, guardianship, and long-term care, which gives the planner a legal and procedural orientation. Its purpose is straightforward: to help readers gather personal, medical, financial, and legal details in one place. I then make those details accessible and usable for family members or executors. The format is intentionally structured, with clearly divided sections and space for important documents, making it suitable for readers who want a concrete system rather than general commentary about aging or death. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a legally informed planner rather than a reflective book about death. The defining feature of My Last Gift is that it is built as a working planner, not as a memoir, self-help meditation, or grief book. Its value comes from translating a difficult topic into a practical administrative task. Because the author is an elder law attorney, the book is shaped by the real-world requirements of estate and end-of-life preparation. What information must be collected, what documents must be easy to locate, and how survivors can avoid confusion. That legal grounding matters because end-of-life planning often fails when people treat it as a vague intention instead of a documentation problem. The planner's design pushes readers toward specificity, which is the central mechanism that makes it useful. It does not try to solve the emotional burden of mortality. Instead, it reduces the organizational burden that can intensify that emotional stress for families. Secondly, organizing personal, medical, financial, and legal details in one place. The book's core function is comprehensive information gathering. It prompts readers to consolidate the categories that most often become fragmented across bills, accounts, insurance papers, medical directives, and household records. This matters because survivors typically lose time and make avoidable mistakes when essential facts are scattered. A single planner creates a practical map of identity, care preferences, assets, obligations, and administrative contacts. The strength of this approach is not originality, but efficiency. Instead of asking family members to search through drawers, files, and digital accounts, the planner centralizes the material they need. That also benefits the reader during life, since compiling the information often reveals gaps in record keeping. In that sense, the planner works as both a repository and a diagnostic tool, showing where a person's affairs are already well ordered and where additional preparation is still required. Thirdly, guided completion through sections, prompts, and writing space. The book is structured to reduce the intimidation that usually comes with end-of-life paperwork. Yet, reports describe 11 clearly labeled sections, large writing areas, and instructions that help users work through the planner step by step. This format is important because many readers do not need more theory. They need a manageable process. A guided structure lowers the cognitive load of beginning, which is often the hardest part of estate organization. By breaking a large and emotionally charged task into smaller parts, the planner converts abstraction into action. The writing space also signals that the book is meant to be used actively, not merely read. That distinction separates it from informational books on aging. Here, completion is the point each filled section becomes part of a usable record. The planner, therefore, depends on usability as much as content, and its visual organization supports sustained engagement with a topic many people otherwise postpone. Fourthly, a tool for easing the burden on heirs and executors. One of the book's most practical dimensions is its concern for the people who will manage affairs after death. The planner is not only about individual preparedness, it is also about reducing uncertainty for heirs, executors, and family members who must act quickly under stress. By including tips and organized records, it helps successors understand where documents are located, what decisions have already been made, and what tasks remain. That can prevent delays in settling accounts, carrying out final wishes, or contacting the right institutions. This orientation is important because end-of-life planning often fails when it focuses too narrowly on the person filling it out and not enough on the people who will use the information later. My Last Gift addresses that gap by treating clarity as a gift to survivors. The result is a planner with a relational purpose. It aims to protect not just the owner's interests, but also the time and emotional energy of those left behind. Lastly, designed for people who want proactive preparation, not last-minute crisis management. The book is best understood as a proactive planning tool for readers who want to prepare before illness, aging, or emergency forces the issue. That positioning broadens its relevance beyond any single life stage. it is useful for older adults, but it also speaks to anyone who wants to avoid leaving disorganized records behind. The planner's practical emphasis makes it distinct from books that discuss death only philosophically or emotionally, because it asks readers to do something concrete now. This is a significant advantage in a category where many people delay action because the subject feels uncomfortable. By making the task structured and accessible, the book reframes planning as a form of responsibility rather than a morbid exercise. Its real contribution is not that it offers new legal doctrine, but that it packages established end-of-life best practices into a format people can actually complete. That usability is what makes it stand out in its category. In conclusion, My Last Gift is best suited for readers who want a clear, structured way to organize end-of-life information without having to build a system from scratch. It will be especially useful for older adults, people managing chronic illness, caregivers, and anyone who wants to spare family members from searching for documents and making guesses during a crisis. The practical benefit is immediate. It helps collect personal, medical, financial, and legal information in a form that is easier to maintain and easier for others to use later. Intellectually, it also clarifies what end-of-life planning actually requires, turning a broad concern into a series of concrete tasks. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its utility as a working organizer. It is not primarily reflective, instructional in the abstract, or emotionally therapeutic. Instead, it is built for completion and retrieval. That makes it stand out as a hands-on planning tool authored from legal expertise rather than general advice, giving it a level of procedural credibility that is central to its appeal. If you would like to support Kim Boyer JD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.